And do they talk about the changes that they've seen?
They tend to, in varying different ways, yeah. You know, nobody really, everybody's, the common consensus is a shame the market's gone. And I've heard that statement for so many years and for so many times, and I tend to say to people, well, if you're going to miss it that much, why didn't you use it when it was there? You know, the same people that miss it were people who never used it or would just come into the salon and have their hair done and go straight out again.
Complain that the market was run down.
Yeah. And they didn't bother to look around to see if they could get a bargain or stop for a cup of coffee with a friend and have a chat. A lot of people do miss it, though. A lot of people to this day still say they miss the market. Particularly, I mean, amongst, like a lot of my clients, they do say that they missed it. Then a lot of them used to come in, they'd go to the greengrocers, they'd have a walk around. Because for some people it was a little
trip
community. And it was, you know, you always, you could always bump into somebody in there that you knew. And you could always stop and have a chat with somebody. You know, you still had customer service for a start that you don't get in the from the big boys.
Do you think some of that community feeling is starting to come back into the new Swan Centre?
From what I've seen myself, particularly, and I'm not, you know, just blowing Tesco's horn for the sake of blowing it, but I found, like, people I know, say, for argument's sake, from Bakeman House, who've had health issues and problems and all that, and bearing in mind, I've known these people for years because they were in and out because they lived there then. And I've seen the way the staff deal with them. And I have to say, you have to commend them because they have time to chat and they, or they make time to chat or they appear to be giving that person their attention. And, you know, I mean, I know several people in there who'd kind of go to staff and say, oh, it's my birthday today and all this, and they make a fuss of them, or their husband's gone into hospital and they go and tell them because they've got nobody else to tell. And there is, yeah, there is that kind of camaraderie around there.